In today's episode, we are going to talk about how important are the concepts of bias and variance in building a machine learning model.
It's Friday and we are back again with our new episode on Talking AWS for Data Science.
So Deepthi, while this week I was thinking about what topic should we start, I came across bias and variance because there are a lot of tutorials on bias and variance. Even when people go on for data science interviews, they are definitely being asked about bias and variance. So let's explain to our listeners the importance of bias and variance and why should be even worried about it.
Yeah, Kali, I think this is a very important thing and oftenly overlooked. People understand what is bias and variance theoretically, but when it comes to practical implementation, I'm not sure whether most of the data scientists are actually going ahead and implementing this in their models. So let's first understand what is this bias, what is variance, what is their importance, and then jump over to as to how AWS is going to help us in these aspects, right? To start with, let us start talking about bias. Maybe as usual, no? Let us take a example so that it'll make us easy to understand the concept. So maybe if just imagine that we are building a model to understand whether a particular person is eligible for a loan in a finance sector, and then you start collecting your data, and the data can be covering various features like maybe whether this particular person has repaid his previous loan or not, or maybe how many months he has prepaid, and whether this customer is a repeating customer or not, and so on and so forth. You can have n number of features, right? And then you start building up a model based on all these features. Now, coming to bias, as the word says, you are inclined towards one or more of the features. That is what happens when there is a high bias in your model. So if, for instance, say there are 10 features which you're considering, but you're not giving equal importance to all the 10 features and you are biased only, say, towards one feature. For simplicity, I'm just choosing one feature. Like, for example, take a feature where you're talking about whether a person has prepaid his previous loan or not. And only based on this feature, if you're building your model. So if I say that if the person has prepaid his loan, I give him the next loan. If he is not prepaid the loan, I don't give him the next loan. And if the model is as simple as this, then the model is said to be high biased because it is biased only on one feature. But the reality might not be like that because there might be some other features which are influencing it. And maybe the person has not repaid his loan, but still would be eligible to get a new loan based on his salary levels or something else, some other feature, right? So this is what actually bias means.
Great. So I could even think of another example. Let's say on the same loan example, right? So if you are biased towards certain age, because typically people take home loans after they turn 40. And then you are putting it into a place where a lot of youngsters would start taking loans, right? So that means your data is still biased towards a certain age group. So we would certainly like to avoid that. Similarly, now let's talk about variance. So variance, if you are trying to understand, is kind of an opposite of bias. Because let's say if there are 19 different parameters which will determine the end result if somebody will be given a loan or not. And I am developing a very complex function which will involve all of these 19 features. So that'll become a very stringent function. But thing is, it is not biased towards one or two. It is not biased towards age, or it's not biased towards defaulting the previous loan. So it is taking every aspect into consideration and then building a model. So it's a very complex equation. So there's definitely a variance of the feature set that we are using. So this is the concept of variance. So now we need to also understand how these bias and variance are going to impact the performance of a model. So what do you have to say about that?
Correct. So when you are talking about variance, having a high variance is also sometimes very dangerous. That is what I understand from what you said. Because when you're talking about, say, n number of features, and when we go back to this loan example and say one of the features is height and one of the features is weight of the person. In fact, this doesn't matter whether the person gets a loan or not. But when you try to fit in all these features and then have a high variance, that is where you're in a danger, right? Your model might not perform the way you want it to perform. So ideally, what happens is you need to have a right balance between your bias and variance. That is what you need to target at. And when you're talking about bias and variance, when you're talking about this high bias, low variance, low bias, high variance, all these parameters and the combinations, then you generally come across these two words which data scientists generally face, the underfitting or the overfitting. These are the general terms which we come across, right? So let's just understand what happens when you underfit a model or when you go ahead and overfit a model. So let me go back to the example where we are taking only one feature. So I am there, we are actually saying that we are biased. So what is happening is there's a high bias, and then we are not varying across features. And if you take n number of models also, the results will not vary. So there is a very low variance. In this case, you are going to underfit a model. And the opposite will be overfitting a model. So what is happening in overfit? You're taking all the features considered. And as I already said, to give a loan, you might not need the height of a person or a weight of a person, right? But you're still involving all these features and trying to fit your curve. And that is where you are actually getting a very low bias. So because you're not biased towards any features, that's very good. But when you go and start running this model in production, you will have a very huge variance, because all these features you might not require to involve in your model. So when you talk about a overfit model, there is generally a very low bias but very high variance. And the whole target of a data scientist is to have an optimized model where you have low bias and a low variance.
Correct. So there are some ways in which data scientists do it. Typically they try to draw a curve, because let's say you are building four models. So which of those models would you choose? So you would build those four machine learning models, and for each model you will measure what is the amount of bias and what is the amount of variance. And then based on those four different models, you would choose the optimal model which has got acceptable amount of bias and acceptable amount of variance. Because it is almost impossible to have the lowest bias and lowest variance in the same model that you have built. So based on your trial and errors, so you would choose one machine learning model which has got both these components of lower bias and lower variance. So this is typically how machine learning models are built. So now coming to SageMaker, we'll talk about how SageMaker kind of simplifies our aspect of finding bias in our models. So Deepthi, can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, again, I think SageMaker enters in here in this aspect also to make our life easy with respect to understanding the bias in models, understanding bias in data as such. So here, AWS SageMaker has the service called Clarify, which helps us to understand the biases both in with respect to your data and model also. And it helps us by giving us good visualizations with respect to your data. Even in production, I think Kali, SageMaker Clarify helps us with model biases.
Yeah, for example, let's take, we've done one episode on the SageMaker Data Wrangler, right? That's an ETL tool. So Clarify has a plugin into SageMaker Data Wrangler, which means even before you build the model, you would just try to do your explorative data analysis. At the time, you could plug in this Clarify component and then look at each of the features. For example, if I want to understand if my age data is biased. So I would select my age column and then run the clarify, and then it gives us statistics on what is the bias proportion of my age component. Similarly, you could also set conditions saying that, okay, what is the, how biased is my data for age above 45. So you could do multiple kind of analysis using the clarify component. So not just before the model is built, even after your machine learning models have been built, you could just take the endpoint of your model and then you could run the SageMaker clarify, and then it can tell you in the model if the model features are biased towards certain feature components or columns. So thereby you could make a decision whether you want to retain the model or you want to go ahead and build a different model. Now let's talk about the concept of managing models in production, wherein you build a model and then you try to deploy the model. There also sometimes it happens that in the production your model might still be behaving as if it's biased. If you remember the previous example of we have trained the model on loan data, and let's say the economy of the country improves and more younger people start taking loans, then your model might still be biased towards people who are aged more than 40 and then try to approve a loan for them. So it's important that we monitor the model in production for biases, and SageMaker Monitor helps you to have a component of clarify, where clarify tries to judge the predictions based on your baseline. So those are the different ways in which the AWS SageMaker Clarify helps you in order to detect and manage the bias of your models. So any end components, any end comments there, Deepthi?
Yeah, I think this is one of the very important aspect which will help us to keep up our promise, whatever we make to our customer. Because when you deal with customers with respect to your machine learning models, you always talk in terms of accuracy and things like that. And it is not easy for us to keep the accuracy of the model both while training and in production. So bias and variance, these concepts will help us to understand our models better and keep up our promise in a better way. So with this, it's me, Deepthi, signing off for today. Thank you.